need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
The 2018-19 domestic cricket season concluded for the VKB Knights on Sunday when they faced the Warriors at Buffalo Park in East London in what was their final match of the CSA T20 Challenge Round Robins. It was a very low scoring game and the Knights were unable to cap off the season with a win, but instead lost by 4 wickets to the Warriors. The Knights batted first in the game but were restricted to 96 for 7 in their lot of 20 overs, with only Ryan McLaren with 39 not out and Tepon Tuli with 21 not out being able to trouble the scorers. Andrew Birch was by far the pick of the bowlers with his 4 wickets for 10 runs in 4 overs. The Warriors needed just 17.1 overs to chase down the runs and in doing so secured a home semi-final. The former Knight, Gian Kluta, top scored for the Warriors with 40 runs, while Ntuli was the pick of the bowlers for the Knights with 2 wickets for 11 in 4 overs. The debutant Marky Jansen impressed in his first outing and a tall left-arm seamer took 1 wicket, but for 14 runs in 4 overs. McLaren, in his turn, capped off his brilliant career by bowling Matthew Britsgaard, who now has the distinction of being Mackie's last ever wicket. The former pro TM McLaren says the time was right to hang up his bowling boots and bat.
It's been about 17 years of cricket here in the Free State and the Knights and the Eagles, but it probably goes a lot further back than that. And, you know, as a child, I used to watch Hansi and Alan and Buta and Nicky and all those guys prepare and perform for the Free State. So there's a lot of inspiration as a kid, and I've had a really awesome journey, but it has to come at an end at some stage. So for me, it's about knowing when is the right time to do so. And I think this is the right time now.
The rain certainly did not help the Knights' cause this season, and when the team has all 5 of their home games washed out in the competition, it is near impossible to secure a spot in the playoffs. The coach Alan Kruger is happy with how his young side has started coming together, and he believes that with the addition of Sean Van Berg, they will be a force to be reckoned with next season.
Definitely with his experience and his, the skill asset has been definitely one that has been plagued the central franchise. I think with the loss of Ryan McLaren at the end of the season, he's definitely going to fill that boots for us. And being a mentor in the changing for the young guys as well, and being an excellent leg spinner, you'll come with that experience and control the middle orders for us there when it comes up in bowl. And also with our young spinners, he'll be definitely passing down a bit of his knowledge.
Other players who will be bidding the Knights farewell are the wicketkeeper Rudy Second and the spinner Eddie Lee. In addition, the seamer Duan Olifield left the team earlier in the season. Meanwhile, the former Knights captain Werner Kutsia has been appointed as the team's assistant coach for the 2019-20 season. And that's it for this season.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.